Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. This is Jackie Perry with J. Perry & Associates. I'm your host for Blog Talk Radio, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. This morning, talks with Kudira the Power Turt. I am so excited to have Kudira on the line with us this morning, and I know that our listening audience are in for a wonderful treat. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'd like to introduce Kudira for just a moment here, tell you a little bit about her, and then she's going to tell us a little bit more about herself. Kudira helps women entrepreneurs know their power, own their celebrity, and create sustainable businesses for rock star entrepreneurs' success. Doesn't that sound great? She empowers women with tools to start, grow, and brand their business idea for impacting financial gain and successful change in our communities. She has been featured as a speaker and presenter at over 50 women and business conferences and workshops within the past year and has just been named the executive producer of a top-rated business and entrepreneur talk show. That talk show is In the Black Radio with marketing mogul Sean Tyrell. Kudira the Power Turt is fully invested in helping all entrepreneurs tap into their brand power. She believes and teaches that successful brands evoke a nostalgic emotion that people want to buy and share. Her mission is to teach entrepreneurs how to use their brand power as a platform for celebrity success that inspires people, heals people, creates change, and transforms the world. People don't buy companies, products, or services. People buy people. So with that introduction, we just can't wait to welcome Kudira Turt to NABWIC Blog Talk Radio Show. Good morning, Kudira.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, well, I am just excited just to have you on the show this morning. I haven't heard anything that you've had to say already, but just by reading your bio, I am so pumped. I can't wait.
I'm always pumped. I'm always pumped to talk about branding, entrepreneurship, women, and celebrities.
Hey, I think, you know, women, power, celebrity, brand, all that just goes together. And I know our listening audience today can't wait to hear the things that you have to share with us. So, Kudira, let's just start from the beginning. How did you get started on this journey here? You're a celebrity yourself. So how did that happen?
It happened by, I guess, chance, I would say. I would like to say. Actually, let me back that up, Jackie. I would like to say it happened by chance, but it didn't really. I think that everyone is born as a celebrity, and as we go through life, we kind of forget about some things, our purpose and our passions. And so it was after I removed some things, kind of like you're getting ready to move out of your apartment or your house and you start moving some couches, moving some beds, and then you remember how beautiful the house was when you first moved in. So that's kind of how I got to this place. And then I realized more and more that people aren't buying companies. They're not buying products. They're not buying services. At the end of the day, people buy what they know or who they know, like, and trust. So that's how I came to be a celebrity, which it still makes me laugh when people say it now.
Oh, no, that's great. Well, you are a celebrity, and this topic of branding becomes so important because so many of us in business, we stand behind our product, we stand behind our service, and that's what we talk about. But you're saying, that's really not what it's about. It's really about us as a brand. Tell us a little bit more about that. Why is branding so important? And a little bit more about this concept, people by people.
Yes, okay, so I love this. I really get excited about branding, sales, and entrepreneurship, Jackie. Nothing tickles me more. So I will use an example, no disrespect to either brand, but I just want to use two examples. I want to use Tide, the laundry detergent, and I want to use Pyrex, the laundry detergent, which Pyrex you can buy at, you know, the dollar store. You probably can buy it at Walmart and things like that too. So if you notice, the reason why you're buying Tide is not necessarily because Tide may be getting out the stains a lot better, but it's really just the branding behind Tide. It's the colors. Those colors evoke an emotion inside of you that screams cleanliness, that screams bright. But most importantly, when you look at the advertising, the commercials behind Tide, you're buying the experience that you want to have. So you're not really buying Tide as a company. You're buying the images and the people and the experiences that they put out in their imagery, in their advertising. So they make you feel like you can have a clean, safe family. They make you feel like you have that good old American family. And so that's what you're buying. And that's what it is I'm trying to teach entrepreneurs and small business owners specifically, because we get into business and we start doing all of this and we're worried about marketing. We're told that we need to have a marketing budget, which is true, you do, but your marketing dollars will be wasted if you do not have a brand that stands in front of that marketing to let your people know, hey, I made this product for you. So that's what branding is all about, speaking to a community that knows that you made this product or you have this service for them, instead of just, hey, buy my product, hey, buy my product, hey, buy my product. That's not working anymore.
Wow. So, Kadira, so does that get into some of, like you said, hey, just buy my product, just buy my product. Is that the why? Does branding have to do also with the why you should buy from me?
It has everything to do with the why they should buy from you. So the funny thing about the why in your brand and your business is that your same reason, your same why, I should have made the disclaimer, Jackie, that everything I do always has a consciousness or a spiritual principle. So I operate my business and I teach other business owners from those principles as well. And so if you are tapped into your why, that same why that you have is the same why that another person or another company is going to have interest in you for. So that's why it's important for you to know your why and share that why, because the people that you were created for, they need to be able to identify with you. And the only way they're going to be able to do that is if you are speaking out about that why, or speaking out about your truth. And that's why it's important for you to share that. Did I answer that question?
Yes, you did. You did. And I have another question, or at least want you to share what you think your insight is here. Because so many of us, when we hear the word branding and the importance of branding ourselves, we tend to really shy away from that. Like there's something scary, or like there's something unnatural about that. What would you say to women to relay their fears about the importance of taking on that brand challenge, the challenge of branding themselves?
Great. I have something that I use for myself and that comforts me, and when I share it with others, it usually comforts them as well and helps them break out of that branding shell. And that is that we were all created with a unique DNA. We were all created for a purpose, right? But a lot of times we hear that message and we're not really sure what that means. So I think of myself and each individual on this earth, in this universe, right, as being created out of someone else's problem, challenge, need, or want. So I was created to help women because of whatever prayers, whatever requests women were putting out into the universe or their creator. They were putting out a request that they needed someone to help them with branding. They needed someone to help them think big, to dream big, to go after their goals. And so that's why I was created. Now, if I don't brand myself and put myself out there as that person that has been sent here to help you answer those prayers and fulfill those requests, you will never know that I have been sent here to do that for you. You'll never know that the answer has been given to your prayers. So it's my duty to come out and let you know that, yes, I'm here. And your answers, your prayers have been fulfilled. So if I stay hiding behind my products or my services or myself, you'll never hear me use the right words. You know, like a lot of times we have aha moments. We're like, oh, my God, I was just thinking that. But if that person doesn't share it out loud in full live color, then you will never know that that was the answer to your prayers. So it's my duty to come out and say, yes, I'm here. It's also every member of our audience right now, it's their duty as well to say, yes, I'm here, because we're all here to serve. People need to know that you're the answer. You're a part
wow.
of the
and
answer.
That's, yeah, and so really that becomes our purpose. You know, people often seek for, you know, their purpose in life. So that's a part of your purpose and your mission.
And you
so
know
that,
what, Jackie,
very
can
good.
I add one more thing?
Please do.
I want to add also that when I say things like that, people say, well, what does that have to do with business? And so I just want to bring it back around a little bit, full circle, and say that people are not going to spend their money with you just to spend it. They need to know that you are the solution to a problem that they have. So, you know, like hangers were created because people were tired of maybe folding up their clothes or having them wrinkled. But they're not going to spend their money just because, oh, they see a hanger. They don't know what that hanger is for. It took someone to say, oh, this is what you do with the hanger, and get out there and really scream it out to the world in a bold way. And that's why people start spending their money on hangers or whatever it is, because they recognize, because you got out there and screamed it out, that you were the solution to the problem that they had. So people spend money when they recognize that you are the solution to their problem.
Well, thank you for sharing that. No, those additional comments. That's great insight, and it should actually take away any hesitation that any of us have about the power of branding or our ability to brand ourselves. Listen, I want to ask you another question, Qudira. In your bio, it mentions that you are the executive producer of an entrepreneur talk show in the Black Radio. Tell us a little bit more about your talk show. What types of topics are featured, and how would we be able to tap into it, listen to it, view it, that kind of thing?
Well, first, you can tap into the show by downloading the TuneIn Radio app and accessing the channel for WMBM. We're also going to be doing live podcasting from some other various stations. So if you visit www.intheblackradio.com, you'll see all the different areas that we stream from, as well as visiting our YouTube channel where we replay all of the recordings of the show at youtube.com/intheblackradio. And In the Black Radio with Sean Tyrell, who is a marketing genius, is an amazing show for entrepreneurs, because what we focus on is the non-traditionalism of entrepreneurship, I should say. So my thing with entrepreneurs is that, or with anything, is that we think so much in the box. And if we want to be different, and if we want to become these celebrities, these leading ladies, these leading men of our own lives, we have to not be afraid to step outside of the box and go after those things that we say we want. So we don't talk about just regular business. We talk about churches as businesses. We talk about schools as businesses. And we look at everything from a business perspective and teach you how to grow it from, a spiritual and a very conscious way of thinking. And most importantly, just, you know, getting out of the red or whatever color you're in and getting in the black and staying in the black. So always remaining profitable and always increasing that profitability as well. It's a super fun show. Jackie?
And we're back. I do apologize. Drop there momentarily. Quadira?
I'm still here.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to go to a commercial right quick, and we're going to come right back and have more conversation with Quadira, the Power Turk.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
And we're back with Quadira, the Power Turk. Quadira, again, helps women entrepreneurs know their power, own their celebrity, and create sustainable businesses for rock star entrepreneur success. And that's something that we all seek after. Quadira, one of the things that I learned is that you had an opportunity to attend another powerful meeting on the 9th, the industry day that was held down in the South Florida area. And as you heard on the commercial, one of the things that NABWIC does is focus on STEM career, helping young girls with STEM careers in aviation, construction, technology, entrepreneurship, and industry. And so you had an opportunity to participate, and I wanted to ask you, what did that mean to you on that particular day? How important was it, and what would you say to others who might have the opportunity to be involved either currently or in the future?
Jackie, I am so I'm so happy that I had the ability to be a part of that wonderful, wonderful day, Industry Day, here in South Florida. One of the reasons why is because I'm a huge advocate of entrepreneurship at any age. I don't believe that we should be teaching people to wait until certain times to begin their business ideas. So I actually have coached a few parents and a few organizations on taking their kids' ideas. When their kid tells them that they have an idea and they want to make that idea a profitable idea, to run with it. So because I had the opportunity to be a part of Industry Day with NABWIC in South Florida, I was able to sit on their panel and talk to the kids about branding. And one of my most favorite experiences from that day was when the kids came into our classroom. I was serving on a panel with two other colleagues about entrepreneurship, and the kids came into the classroom and they were all talking so low. You know, we wanted to know, what are you interested in? What do you want to do? And they were just sharing, but they were sharing in a very low tone, as if someone had told them that it wasn't okay for them to speak up about what it is that they really want. So when it was my turn to speak, I asked everybody to go back around the room and speak as loud as I am about what it is that they want to do, why they're interested in aviation, why they're interested in construction, engineering, whatever it was, but to speak up in a way that the world would be able to hear them. So by the time they walked out of that room, they were walking a little taller. They had their chest puffed out a little bit more. And when they shook my hand to leave, they shook it with such firmness that they were sure about what they were going to do, that just really, like, it lit up my day. I was on a high for the rest of the day. Every meeting I went to after that, I was beaming. Everybody was like, you know, what happened to you today? Why are you so happy? I'm like, man, I got to touch some kid entrepreneurs today. So that was a wonderful experience for me.
Wow, that is great. So I think anytime we have an opportunity to, like you said in your bio, transform someone else's world, that certainly does give us a charge. And so from what I heard, it was a very successful event that the young girls benefited a lot. And based on what you said, definitely having that challenge to just be confident in themselves and to recognize that they do have brand power too, even as a young girl. That is,
you know,
wonderful.
You know what was interesting about teaching them about brand power and entrepreneurship is that as I speak to most people, sometimes I speak to models or musicians, and so they don't recognize that they are entrepreneurs. In my mind, Jackie, everybody's an entrepreneur and everybody's a salesperson. They just don't know it yet. So as I introduced to those kids, I said, you guys, you know, you're already entrepreneurs and you already have brand power. Some of them looked a little perplexed. And I said, I asked one gentleman, I said, why do you wear your hair the way you wear it? He had it in like a really high, funny high top fade. And I said, why do you wear your hair the way you wear it? You don't wear it like that by chance. Who are you imaging? Who are you mimicking? And so he told me there was a basketball player that he was mimicking, and he just thought the world of this basketball player. I said, exactly. I said, now you have your hair this way. Your clothes, where did you get that from? He said, well, this is just my own little flair. You know, I wear it like this because I like this. I said, exactly. So you took the brand of another, you took your personal brand, and you put it together. Anytime anyone sees you walking down the street, they don't call you I'll say Rasul or whoever the basketball player was, they call you by your name. That's because that's your brand. That's what people know you for. So whatever you want people to know you for, that's your brand. And so when I said that, their faces kind of lit up. And so that was amazing to see that and see that they actually made that connection in their mind.
Oh, that was great. And I'm sure, again, that those young people benefited not only from your participation on that panel with the two other colleagues, but from all of the topics, all of the mentors, and everything that happened there on that particular day. So want to thank you for championing that cause as well.
I'm sorry, Jackie. I just want to say one last thing about Industry Day. What really separated it from anything else that I've ever seen, which was important for me, is that NABWIC at Industry Day and their other sponsors focused on not just teaching students about the regular stuff. You know, back when I was in school, they taught you about the regular stuff. So if you wanted to be, you know, in education, the first profession they would tell you about is being a teacher. And so NABWIC had people there that were not your typical people. Like, they didn't, you know, being a pilot is great, but they had people teaching them about all the other stuff that you do in aviation and how you can make big money from that and live a happy life from all the other background work in aviation. So I thought that that was very unique, and to me that was the best part about Industry Day, teaching people about not the normal stuff, because usually that's where you're going to find much success in the abnormal.
Wow. So, yeah, you have an opportunity to create niches in those abnormal areas. And, no, that's wonderful. So those non-traditional type careers, those young people were exposed to on that particular day. And I think that's, again, that's very, very wonderful. Again, we're looking forward to the next Industry Day. NABWIC does a great job, again, in bringing the right kind of resources into our communities to help our young girls find those careers in STEM careers, you know, in those various industries. And so we're very excited about next year or the next opportunity. And I know that you'll be right there again lending your expertise to that effort. So we want to thank you again, Kadira.
Absolutely.
But listen,
and
we
Great.
And we only have a couple of minutes left, Kadira, for the show. It seems like whenever we're having a great time, time just flies. But I do want to, before we end, have you once again give people information on how they can look you up, how they can find you, how they can contact you, should they have a question. And then we're going to ask you if you have something in our last minute or so that you'd like to, some last words that you'd like to leave with our listening audience on today.
Well, if anyone wants to reach me and ask me any questions, they, you know, want to know anything about brand power, sales power, or In the Black Radio, they can visit me at www.quaderatart.com, quaderatart.com, or you can visit intheblackradio.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions, conduct any interviews on the radio or anything like that. And the last thing I really want to leave with everyone is what you shared in the beginning, Jackie, from my bio, and that is that I want people to remember, whether you're a new business owner, an old business owner, you're rebranding, revamping, and that is that people do not buy your companies or your services. I know you may have a great product or whatever it is that you have, but at the end of the day, they want to buy you. So the way that you're going to successfully help them buy you is by getting confident in yourself and getting confident in your products and your services. So people want to buy you, not your products or services.
Well, that is great, and I could not have said it any better. So that is certainly key, and I'm going to be repeating that, Cordera. I love that. And that is such a constant reminder to me as well. So, Cordera, we want to thank you once again for joining us for this show. It has been such a powerful show. It's been a great opportunity to meet you, and I know our listening audience have gathered a lot of it. So we will see everyone next week at the same time. Thank you again.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.